Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's message is from the Acts reading in chapter 2, especially verse 42. And they, the disciples, devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. This is the word of the Lord. A professional photographer was asked to attend career day at a high school, and a student walked up to him and asked, "What does a photographer do?" He answered quite simply, "Take pictures." The student was a little put off by that. He found it a kind of a snarky answer, and the photographer could see how put off he was, so he went on to explain that it didn't matter how many cameras you owned. It didn't matter how much you had invested in lenses for the camera or what kind of darkroom you had, enlargers and chemicals and all. If you're not out there taking pictures, you're not a photographer. Photographers go out, camera in hand, and look for the right moment to take a photograph, and everything else is extra. Now, I heard this a long time ago from a photographer friend who was teaching me some of the finer points of photography. He said, the most important thing is if you fancy yourself a photographer, take pictures. Always take pictures. You can have the most expensive and elaborate equipment in the world, but you're not a photographer without that taking pictures. A photographer does what he calls himself. In our first reading, we hear what the Christians were doing after the resurrection, ascension, and the Pentecost. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. And God added to their number daily those who were being saved. The Christians were being Christians in what they did. You can fool yourself into believing that you're a Christian, but not be a Christian. Christians do what we call ourselves. We imitate, we follow, we are Jesus in our world. Christianity is to be lived. Has to be lived in order to be genuine Christianity. Anything else is an act. It's false. If we don't live the faith, we do not have faith either. We have a tendency, I think, to turn Christianity into an intellectual study. Something that we read about in books or learn from the computer. We can learn its doctrines. We can study its sacred texts. We can trace its history. We can examine and explore its traditions. But none of this is being a Christian. If it is called faith, it is the same faith, this intellectual study, that the demons had when they confronted Christ. They knew who exactly he was. They knew what he had come to do, yet they did not believe in him as their Savior. And of course, he didn't come to save them. Studying the faith isn't the same as living the faith. Participating in its traditions is not necessarily living the faith. The reading said that the disciples devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. This wasn't just mere study of what the apostles had taught them. This wasn't classification into systematic theology for a new book. The apostles had devoted themselves, given themselves over completely to Christ. Christ, on the other hand, had devoted himself, given himself over completely to us. Jesus talked about the promises of the Savior. He explained what the scripture teachings actually were and how some of the traditions being lived by the religious people of the day were actually contrary to what the faith was. He showed how the scriptures pointed toward who the true Messiah would be and how those same scriptures were fulfilled by him. He said, I am the Savior. I am the Messiah. I'm the one who was promised by God. Now, if he had stopped with just teaching about God's promises and how he was the Messiah, he would have been like so many other false messiahs at the time. He would have been unreal. He would have been a liar. And everything he taught would have been useless. To actually be the Savior, Jesus would need to save. He had to live messiahship, not just call himself that. Now, in order to do that, he would have to have mankind's sins charged against himself, which he did. He would have to undergo God's judgment instead of us on those sins, which he did. Then he would have to undergo God's punishment executed entirely against him for those sins, which he did on the cross. And he needed to die on the cross in our place, to be the Messiah. To be the Savior who saves meant the suffering on the cross, his death, and his resurrection. And to be able to do this for all of mankind and to share all of the benefits of his work with mankind, Jesus needed to be man and God. God had to live Savior. God had to do Savior. It wasn't a study for him. It wasn't a mere doctrine. It is who God is and how the incarnate God lived to fulfill his promises and save us. He devoted himself entirely to us and now reigns his church and reigns over all creation for us. The disciples then learned that from Jesus. They learned the promises of God. They learned how Jesus is God and man in one person. They learned how Jesus had to go to the cross, suffer, and die for mankind. They learned that Jesus had to live the life of the Savior, which he did. And then he sent them out after his ascension into heaven to be Christ in the world. He sent them out to reach out as Savior, as the Savior to all mankind through the gospel. They understood that teaching about the faith was not enough. They would have to live God's word and promises too. They were to look after other people as Jesus did, and see in all people someone whom God deeply loved and is devoted to. They were to be involved in the relieving of suffering, of hunger, disease, loneliness, fear, ignorance, and much more wherever they went. Yeah, they were to teach people about the promises of God and about how Jesus kept those promises, but they were also to live as Jesus lived, being his imitators, being him, his arms, his hands, his body in this world. And Jesus gave them the command to go and make more of these disciples devoted to him. This meant not only passing on what had been taught, but also passing on how it had been lived as well. A disciple is more than one who knows the teachings of Christianity and believes them. Yes, that is important. That is central. Faith. Faith that Christ is the Savior, is our Messiah. But a Christian is also one who lives the Christian faith, lives the life of a disciple, excuse me, lives like Jesus in our world. Now, I fancy myself a gardener. Now, before you ask, if you come to my house, you will find a vegetable garden. It may not be all of that impressive, but it's my vegetable garden in which I'm the gardener. I learned about gardening from my grandmother, my mother. I've learned a lot from my next-door neighbor, and I've learned a lot from many others. I also saw them make garden, how they planted and what they did, how they nurtured plants along. I saw them prepare the soil, plant the seeds, tend the crop, and then gather the harvest. These folks were actual gardeners. They didn't just teach about it and talk about it, they did it. Now, if I did not also prepare, plant, tend, and harvest, I couldn't honestly call myself a gardener, no matter how much I knew about gardening, no matter how much I knew about the plants and the soil and the fruit they would yield. A gardener gardens just as a photographer takes pictures, and Christians, well, disciples who live devoted to Christ. And you can't live devoted to Christ in isolation. It's living toward others that is being a disciple. Living for others is being a disciple. So what does this look like? It means giving the grace that we were first given by God, that undeserved love that we were given by God, especially by loving those who are hard to love. Now, I'm not saying liking. I'm saying loving. Loving is to act in compassion, act for the good of someone, even someone that's hard, or perhaps for you, impossible to like. It means being concerned about the suffering and tribulations of others, but also doing what you can to bring them relief and to give aid and help. It means teaching them about how Christ is devoted to us, even to death on a cross, but also to live that devotion toward them and other people, especially to the household of God, the people of God. When they look at us, what do they see? Do they see Jesus? When people think about Emmanuel Lutheran Church at Loch Raven and Belvedere, does what pop to their minds, a group of Christians who are out there living their faith and not just talking about their faith? In our encounters at home and school, work and the grocery store, are we being Jesus to the people we encounter? Are we devoted to the apostles' teachings as they were devoted to Jesus, as Jesus was devoted to us, and lived the life of the Savior? I'll answer for myself. There are many times every day when you can look at me and you might see anyone else but Jesus. I confess that. A harsh word spoken at home, callousness toward the cashier waiting on me in Walmart, asking someone, "How are you?" but not really caring to hear the answer. We will never be perfect in our imitation of Jesus, in our devotion of Jesus, in our living the faith. We cannot do that perfectly. Only Jesus did. excuse me, the apostles, as devoted as they were not perfect. The disciples, the early disciples, as devoted as they were not perfect. We are sinners and yet saints. We are forgiven and yet we need the forgiveness which God gives in absolution and in holy baptism and in the sacrament of the altar. We are to be Jesus and yet we need to again and again be taught about Jesus and hear his promises. So it was with the disciples, the apostles, and so it is with us. But it doesn't mean we don't keep right on trying. We don't keep on confessing to God. When we do keep on confessing to God, when we fail, we seek his forgiveness, which he never fails to give, and his Spirit to go out again and live for him. We devote ourselves to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, and to the prayers. A God devoted to us, to the cross, disciples devoted to Christ with their everyday life. This is who the disciples of Acts are. They were disciples who acted and lived the faith. To be a Christian means to live for and like Jesus and know God's word. Anything else is false. And may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life which is everlasting. Amen.